Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Steve Pelletier, who is the brand new CFO of WePay. Thanks for joining me today, Steve, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Karen.
So you've been in the payments business for a pretty long time. You've been a CFO at eWise and CyberSource. In CyberSource, you were part of that organization as it was being acquired by Visa. So you're a veteran in the space. Before we get into some of your observations about payments in the space in general, tell us what attracted you to WePay.
Yeah, what attracted me about WePay, actually WePay was the customer of CyberSource for a number of years from the beginning, really, and so I was able to kind of see WePay from a distance. But what really excited me about it was the focus that WePay has on verticals, the crowdfunding and marketplaces verticals, and they've really built a very unique offering there. With regard to fraud and fraud management, we've got a risk API tool that we've recently launched. And so that really excited me. It addresses a need within sort of the marketplace vertical. Another thing that experience here, as well as just the core values that exist within the company, there's a real focus on the customer and doing what's best for the customer. So those are some of the reasons why I joined.
It's interesting that you mentioned the vertical focus that WePay has, and that being something that really drew you to the company. What particular aspects of your roles at eWise and CyberSource are portable in an environment like WePay, which is so specialized?
Yeah, so at CyberSource, I was actually responsible for the risk function there. So I know how important risk management is for merchants. And so I think, you know, that's one of the things that interested me was we've really built some unique tools here and that, again, address a specific need within the vertical that we focus on. So I think my background, just in terms of understanding risk, merchant risk, is one of the reasons why I came on board.
So you've, as I said at the top of the interview, you've been in the payment space for about 12 years, and a lot has happened over the course of the last 12 years in payments and commerce. I'd love your perspective on what you think the biggest change has been over that period of time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 12 years is a long time. And, you know, when I started out at CyberSource, you know, we were sort of a gateway player with some ancillary services. But our whole value proposition was around addressing the needs of merchants. And so just over that 12-year period of span, you know, payments just got more and more complicated. You know, you had PCI that merchants had to comply with. Fraud became a bigger and bigger issue. And so we sort of addressed the needs to address those kinds of issues that merchants were having. And again, that's kind of what excites me about WePay is the fraud tools, again, that we've built here, because it's addressing this growing issue that merchants face, especially marketplaces, in managing those losses.
So what are some of the unique aspects of the two verticals in which WePay is strong, the crowdfunding and marketplaces, that makes it so unique from a risk perspective?
Yeah, so it's, you know, whenever you're dealing with buyers and sellers on a marketplace, in order to be successful in payments, you really have to know who your buyers and sellers are. And so as a result, you know, what we've done is built out this sort of sophisticated risk tool that looks at sort of 100 different characteristics of a transaction, and it's pulling data from all different sources, including social media, and then with our new risk API, it's actually pulling data from the actual platform. So it really creates this robust decision engine that really adds value specific to that vertical.
So final question for you. Again, 12 years, you've had the opportunity to really see a lot and watch the space evolve and actually become more complicated. But you've stuck with it. So what about payments fascinates you so much?
Well, it's always changing, right? You know, you look at payments, there's a lot of consolidation in the space. There's a lot of new players to the space that are bringing in new technologies. And so it's sort of exciting to watch. It's like any sort of, I guess, technology segment, you've got a lot of change, but it seems to be very common and very unique to the payment space. So that excites me.
So, Steve, again, congratulations on the new role at WePay, and we look forward to catching up with you after you've had a little time under your belt to get a sense of some of the things you'll be doing and some of the activities around WePay overall. But thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Karen.